A recent tongue-in-cheek blog post on the website Publishing Perspectives listed some 17 must-haves in diasporan South Asian fiction published in the West. Arranged marriage, identity crisis, wise grandma, abusive father, colorful fabrics. Writer Prajwal Parajuli says his book, The Gurkha's Daughter, checks some of these boxes.
My cover has a sari-clad woman with Manhattan in the background.
And the men are sometimes abusive, the women sometimes feisty. The demon, she's dead, says one in the opening story when she hears her mother-in-law is dead.
I think we all do it. I think, you know, because this is the kind of stuff that's fun to write about.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Prajwal is a little different from the usual trope of the Indian writer on a Western bookshelf. First, he's not a woman. Second, he's not from the big cities like Kolkata or Mumbai. He's from Sikkim.
When I tell people where I'm from, I say I'm from Gangtok. And the question that comes back to me is, oh, Bangkok, isn't it really hot there?
Gangtok is the capital of Sikkim, an old Himalayan kingdom which India annexed in 1975. Its queen was American. Prajwal's father is Indian, his mother is Nepalese. And each story in The Gurkha's Daughter comes with a little map showing just where it's set.
So I think one of the reasons the book generated so much interest was because of where it came from. I am not going to renounce that.
And what we know about that part of the world is usually clichés. For example, Bhutan is the happiest place on earth. Prajwal has a story set in a camp in Nepal filled with refugees from Bhutan.
It was only after moving to America that I heard all these stories of how about 106,000 Nepali-speaking Bhutanese people have been ousted from the country, from Bhutan, for no reason at all.
The government insisted they show citizenship documents from 1958.
Now, what's interesting here, Sandeep, is that 1957 wouldn't do. Documents from 1959 wouldn't do.
Most Indians' knowledge about their Himalayan towns is about summer holiday memories. Nepalese-looking people are often discriminated against in many big cities, called names, and worse, the quintessential other. As one of the few successful writers from that region, Prajwal says he's got quite a devoted fan following among the Nepali and Indian diaspora.
As a writer, I think one of the reasons my books do well is because I'm straddling these two identities on so many levels.
But some tell him about their worries about what he writes about.
People write to me all the time saying, why are you writing about caste-related problems in the Nepali Indian community? Can't you write about something that the Westerners would be impressed by? And I have to keep telling them, look, the problem is I am not a PR brochure. I write fiction.
In The Gurkha's Daughter, little girls play make-believe games about their fathers, brave Gurkha fighters, but still second-class soldiers in the British Army. A Muslim shopkeeper worries about a shoplifting 6-foot-tall native girl in Kalimpong. A Nepali Indian man in New York teaches English to his cooking lady from Nepal and gets some life lessons in return. Prajwal has a deceptively light touch that's biting but never bitter. To use a cliche from the region, it's like perfectly brewed Darjeeling tea, steeped in just enough flavor of his mountains, but without being overwhelmed by their majesty. So, of course, I ask Prajwal if Darjeeling is his favorite tea.
Oh, my God, I don't drink tea at all. But I'm thinking of climbing the Everest next year. I've been training for it for a while. That's a joke, yeah.
Before he goes on that Everest trip, though, you can catch Prajwal Parajuli at Green Apple Books in San Francisco today, Wednesday, July 30th. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.